As president, he led the United States through two of the greatest crises in recent history, the Great Depression and World War II. As a man, Franklin Delano Roosevelt's confidence and vitality made him one of the most beloved figures of the 20th century. By April 1945, Roosevelt had been president for more than 12 years, guiding the nation from the brink of economic ruin to the verge of victory in World War II. But on April 12th, while vacationing in Warm Springs, Georgia, he suffered a massive cerebral hemorrhage.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Fulton Lewis, Jr., speaking from the Mutual Studios in New York City. This nation has suffered this day a staggering loss. At this moment at Warm Springs, Georgia, President Franklin D. Roosevelt lies with the problems of the nation finally lifted from his shoulders, stricken late this afternoon with cerebral hemorrhage. He passed away before his physicians could be of any assistance, if assistance in such a case is possible at all. Vice President Harry Truman, who from here on will be President Truman, went immediately to the White House. A special cabinet meeting was called, and we should know more about what is going to happen in Washington as the evening wears on. But Franklin D. Roosevelt, the first president to be elected for four terms in the White House, has passed away, and that is the overshadowing of all news events that have happened or can happen for quite a while.
The news of Franklin Roosevelt's death plunged the country into shock and mourning. Thousands stood silent along the railroad tracks as the train bearing his coffin made its slow trip from Georgia northward to his final resting place in Hyde Park, New York, bidding goodbye to a president whose indomitable spirit had inspired a nation through poverty and war, and whose legacy would benefit and inspire future generations of Americans for decades to come.